Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled R-E-A-L-M, .fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast. I'm Lee.
And I'm Peter.
And here on the Story Pirates Podcast, we play you some of our favorite stories from way back in the archives. Stories written by kids that we've given to professional actors and musicians and turned into radio plays.
Radio plays.
A play that's on the radio.
Today's story, Lee, is very exciting. It was written by a then kindergartner from Baltimore, Maryland. His name is Charlie Scott, and his story is called The Chris Allergic to Garbage Cans.
But before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation of that story, how about we hear the original story that Charlie sent in to us?
Please, please take it away.
Chris is a man. He is allergic to garbage cans, and he is not allergic to real garbage cans. There must be something in the garbage can. And his thing that he is allergic to is video type stuff, like phones with YouTube on it. And there are two shamrocks in the garbage that are actually phones. When he's allergic, it makes him sing. When Chris is allergic, he calls a doctor and he sings what is wrong with him. And the doctor says to go inside of a house and go in the basement. He has to go in the basement to stop singing until he gets done with the doctor. He goes to the doctor, and to fix him, the doctor gives him orange juice. The end.
What?
That's my favorite kind of bonkers story.
Yeah, that's bonkers in all the right ways.
Bonkers to the max.
I think I'm allergic to YouTube. Wasn't that character allergic to YouTube?
He's allergic to when there's trash in garbage cans that's electronic trash that are phones that have YouTube on them.
Yes, I can't stop looking at my phone. I think it's making me sick.
Let's play the Story Pirates adaptation of Charlie Scott's story.
Let's
here it is.
Let's do it.
By Charlie Scott, the Chris allergic to garbage cans.
Hello, all of you good people out there in Radioland. My name is Chris, and as you can plainly tell from my voice, I am a man. The man? That remains to be seen. For now, I am merely a man. A man who is allergic to garbage cans. Lucky for me, no garbage cans appear to be anywhere nearby.
All right, back her up. There you go, the garbage man, back her up. You and me, the two garbage men, we gotta get this huge shipment of garbage down to the dump pronto, or we're toast. The dump closes at 4, and they got a real strict late delivery policy, which I shan't bore you with now. Unless, of course, whoa! Hey, buddy, what are you doing here?
Hello, sanitation worker. My name is Chris, and I'm allergic to garbage.
Oh, boy, pal, you're standing at the corner of Trash Street and Garbage Avenue, if you catch my drift. If you're allergic to garbage, you chose the worst place in the world to stand.
That's where you're wrong.
You kidding me? Hey, gee, do you believe this guy?
I'm in disbelief!
Hey, kid, what do you mean I'm wrong?
Well, you see, I'm not allergic to real garbage cans.
Oh, come on, you're killing me. What a day.
No, I'm only allergic to garbage cans with video-type stuff, like iPhones with YouTube on it.
All right, well, let's see what we got here today.
Okay.
Flattened milk carton.
That's fine.
Banana peel.
That's actually good.
A fish skeleton with the head and the tail intact.
Amazing.
Sign Cezanne.
Oh, important work.
A couple of shamrocks.
Love that.
Nope, sorry. No video type stuff in here. You should be good to go.
Oh, good. Because I would hate to get sick in the middle of the story. I know you blame yourself and I would hate for you to worry.
Whoa. What was that?
I believe it's called a slant rhyme.
No, I mean the singing. What was that all about?
It's really very simple and comes down to just one thing. When I get near video phones, I can only ever sing.
Yeah, but there ain't no video phones here.
In my years upon this planet, I have found that oftentimes video phones sneak up on me and my allergies sing rhymes.
Wait, so you mean one of those things was a video phone in disguise?
My friend in sanitation, you have figured out the game. Now I need to call a doctor to reverse my singing shame.
Hey, buddy, shame. Don't be so hard on yourself. No shame. You got a nice instrument. Hey, Andy got a nice voice there, Gene.
We gotta get that guy to a doctor pronto.
Meanwhile, in another part of town, two leprechauns were sad.
Video phones. I'll be needing to watch a YouTube video any moment now, and I just can't bring myself to watch it on a normal computer.
Aye, Seamus, I've got some bad news for you. Do you remember the shamrocks we threw away?
Aye, I'll remember them till me dying day.
Aye, that you will. Those shamrocks we were throwing away were actually our video phones.
No, say it ain't so.
It's so.
No, we flew too close to the sun.
Hold me, Seamus.
We now rejoin our story, already in progress.
Doctor, doctor, I've got some bad news. I can't stop singing and I got the blues.
Okay, sure.
Give it to me straight, don't you beat around the bush. Is there a cure for singing? My cure is my only whoosh.
What's a whoosh?
That's called a forced rhyme.
I've got to know the answer. Will I sing out every day? Will I never find the answer?
It depends on what you pay. Oh, good gravy, you've got me doing it. Look, here's my prescription. Go into a house and then wait in the basement. Once you're in there, you stop singing until you're done with the doctor. That's me. Does that make sense?
In your words, I hear the answer. A simple hope, a cure. I can only pay in thank yous, though my gratitude is pure.
Wow, thank yous. Okay, I wish I'd known that before I just went ahead and told you how to get better.
If it's payment that you're asking.
Stop. Just save it. Did you not do any paperwork before you came in here? I swear, if that intern thinks he's getting college credit, he's got another thing coming. Let me tell you something.
So Chris waited in a basement and didn't sing. He waited and waited. The winds that shake the barley of time swept across the plains of eternity. And yet Chris waited even more. He waited until it was time to return to the doctor.
My doctor, I've returned, although my voice is still a song. Has something gone awry or worse? Have I done something wrong?
Oh, it's you again. Look, just take a drink of orange juice. That should clear it up.
The juice out of an orange, but I'm singing and I'm sick. I don't see how it could help or how it could do the job.
Non-rhyme.
I'm healed. My nightmare of making beautiful music is over.
All right, calm down, nurses. Chris, I'll see you later. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to get to my 2 o'clock appointment. It's two leprechauns with a broken heart. They're medically sad.
Aren't you supposed to keep that confidential?
Aren't you supposed to pay doctors?
The
end.
And now Lee speaks with the author himself, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
How are you?
I'm doing good today. How are you?
I'm doing good, too.
How's your day so far?
Pretty good.
Did you do anything interesting?
Well, kind of.
Like what?
I went to copper mine after school.
What's that?
It's just a little thing after school.
Oh, cool. And how was school today?
Pretty good.
Where do you live?
Baltimore.
Baltimore, Maryland. And what grade are you in?
I'm in kindergarten.
Oh, cool. Do you like kindergarten?
Yeah.
So, Charlie, you wrote the story, The Chris Allergic to Garbage Cans.
Yep.
Do you remember when we performed that on the radio?
Yep.
What was that like?
It was kind of funny.
It was funny?
Yeah.
Did you listen with your family?
Yeah.
Were you in the car or were you at home?
Car.
How did you get the idea for that story?
My dad's name is Chris.
Oh, and is he allergic to garbage cans?
No.
How'd you get the idea for that?
It is, like, funny things.
And in the story, he's allergic to a very specific kind of garbage, right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of garbage is that? Do you remember?
Sometimes I forget stuff.
That's okay. I think I remember. It's video phones, right?
Yeah.
How did you decide that he was allergic to video phone trash?
I don't know.
You have no idea. You just think of funny stuff.
Yeah.
You sound like a pretty funny guy.
I am.
Do you like to make up jokes?
Sometimes.
And do silly stuff?
Yeah.
Would you say your family is a silly family or a serious family?
Well, one is silly and the other one is pretty funny, too.
One's silly and one's pretty funny?
Yeah.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Oh, no.
Do you have any pets?
I got Maria. She's a cat.
Cool.
Bluish. He's a fish.
Oh, cool.
I completely forgot about Bluish.
That's awesome. And how do you like living in Baltimore?
I love it.
You do? What do you love about it?
Because it's my favorite state.
That's cool. I've never been to Baltimore. Should I go sometime?
Yeah. It's kind of right next to New York.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm in New York, so that's pretty close, huh?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to New York?
Oh, yeah. I went to see Mindy and your show.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Did we meet?
I think so.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry I didn't remember until just now. Was that in Washington when we did that or New York?
Wherever SiriusXM is.
Okay, wherever SiriusXM is?
Yeah.
Cool. And did you watch us do a show?
Yes.
What was it like to see us do a show in person as opposed to listening to it on the radio?
I liked it.
Was it different?
Kind of.
Was it weird? Because sometimes when I'm listening to the Story Pirates, my imagination sort of goes wild and I can imagine all the things happening. And then sometimes when you see us in person and you see that we're just talking into microphones, that's sort of strange, right?
Yeah.
Were you still able to use your imagination even though you could see us?
Yes.
That's cool. So you have leprechauns in your story, right?
No, you added that part.
We added that part? What were we thinking? I wonder why we did that.
Because I had shamrocks.
Oh, because you had shamrocks in your story. And we are probably trying to justify that in some weird way because we're a bunch of weirdos.
Yeah.
Did you like that we added the leprechauns or did it bother you?
It was kind of both.
A little bit of both?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that if it bothered you at all.
We're just having
some silly fun. Charlie, what's your favorite thing to do in the whole world?
Build Legos.
Build Legos? What kind of Legos do you build?
I mean play Indiana Jones.
And play Indiana Jones?
Yep.
You don't have Indiana Jones Legos, do you?
Well, I have his hat.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. That is so cool. Have you seen the Indiana Jones movies?
I only played a game on the Wii.
Got it. I think that's wise. And in the game, he has his hat and his whip?
Yes.
That's cool. Does it have the music?
Yes.
Do you remember how the music goes?
I can hum it.
You can?
Yep.
Will you hum it for me?
Well, I'm kind of nervous.
How about if I do it with you?
Well, still.
So it's like... Da 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 da, da da da.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That was amazing. Great job, Charlie.
Thank you.
Oh, man. That was so awesome. Thank you for doing that for me. I love that music. Do you like that music?
Yeah.
What else do you like? Do you like hanging out with your cat, Maria?
Mm-hmm.
Is Maria a nice cat?
She's a scaredy cat.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What's she scared of?
Humans.
Oh, she's scared of you?
Yeah, but she's getting used to me.
Oh, are you nice and sweet to her?
Yes.
That's good. I bet if you're nice and sweet to her for a while, she'll stop being scared, right?
Yeah.
That's nice. Sounds like she has a nice home.
Yeah.
So do you write a lot of stories, Charlie?
Well, that was my first one.
It was? And have you written one since then?
That's the only story that I ever wrote.
Whoa, and it's so good, too. You're an expert.
Thanks.
Charlie, I have a question. If you were talking to another kid, and that kid needed advice on how to write a story, what would you tell him?
That this task, the story pirates.
Just ask the story pirates? All right, that's good advice. Charlie, is there anything else that you want to tell me about?
No.
It was so fun to talk to you.
You're welcome.
Did you like it? Did you like doing this interview?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, you did a great job.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you want to see Story of Pirates live in person, come visit us in New York City. We have shows on select Saturdays at noon, including January 23rd and 30th at the Arthur Seelan Theater in Midtown Manhattan. Coming up soon on our national tour, you can see us in Miami, Florida on Saturday, January 16th, and Torrance, California on January 24th. Also this spring, come see us in Northern California, upstate New York, New Jersey, Tallahassee, and more. Check out our website, storypirates.org, for dates, times, and tickets. And if you know any Story Pirates fans with a birthday coming up, you can also find shirts and hoodies at our online store, also at storypirates.org. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. And we'll see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you gonna eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.